Ranchav Beis Med Aleph by the two dots about seven lines down. It says, Amar Rabba, Nir Chanukah mitzvah l'nicha b'tefach sumach l'pasach. Nir Chanukah, the mitzvah is to put it by a tefach that's near the door. Where should you put it by the door? Amar Vacha b'rid Rav Amar Miyamin, you put it on the right-hand side. Shmomi Divzi Amar Mismol. Shmomi Divzi says it should be on the left-hand side. Vilchsum Mismol, we put it on the left-hand side. Kedush Nir Chanukah Mismol Mezuzah Miyamin. So when you walk into a house, you have the Nir Chanukah on one side and the mezuzah on the other side. So the mezuzah is usually on the right-hand side. So you put the Nir Chanukah on the other side. Amar Rav Yonah Rav Asi. Right, so Rav Yehuda says, "Nimr Ravasi also lahartos mos kenig ner Chanukah. You shouldn't count up your money or try to count, look at your money opposite ner Chanukah. Ki aser ki amrisa kamen shmo when I presented in front of Shmo Amelie v'chi ner kedusha yishpa." He said, "I don't understand. Does the candle actually have any kedusha to it? Why can't you count your money there?" So we say, "Maskel Rav Yosef v'chi dam kedusha yishpa." Wait a second. Does blood have kedusha to it? The time yishachav kisa, it says you spill out the blood. Well, you got to cover it up. You do kisa adam b'mashav kichas eshli yichas and regu. You can't cover it up with your foot. Shuli mitzvahs bezuyus love. So that mitzvahs are not bezuy to you. They're not disgusting. How can I shuli mitzvahs bezuyus love? So the reason why you can't use Ner Chanukah to be able to count the coins is not because there's kedusha to the candle, just like there's no kedusha by the dam. It's that we don't want the mitzvah to be bezuy to you. You just use it for whatever you want. Next two dots. Bominim and Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi, they asked the kasha of Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi, Mali, stop him, you know, Yisukkah, Kol Shiva. Are you allowed to use the beautiful decorations that you put in the Sukkah all 7 days? Umali Hari Amru, also the Hartz of and Ner Chanukah. We already said that you're not allowed to, you know, count money opposite the Ner Chanukah. So it sounds like once it's designated for a mitzvah, you got to leave it for a mitzvah. Rabbi Yosef, Marid Avram. Oh my gosh. Toli Tanya Belotanya. One is a Braisa and one is not a Braisa. And you're saying that we learned Sukkah out from Chanukah. Sukkah is a Braisa, Chanukah is not. Sukkah, Tanya, Chanukah, Lotanya. Sukkah is a Braisa, Chanukah is not. The Tanya, we learn a Braisa. Sikha Kyokhsav, you put up the schach properly, the Itra Bekramim, and you crown it with curtains, Bissadinin, Yamutsuyarin, together with sheets that have a lot of pictures on them. We tell about Gon, Bafarskin, Shkid, Ramonim, Parkilan, Elvim, Matar, Shoshabalim, Yenos, Shmanim, Visiltos. And then you hang on it to these different types of nuts or peaches or almonds, pomegranates, these different things, grape clusters, right? So too, like these crowns of wheat kernels, right? Wine, oil, and all baskets. Also, stop the man of Motzei Yom Tov Achron Shel Chag. You can't use them until Motzei Yom Tov Achron of Chag. You may send but if you made it tonight, and the Makul of Yitano, then everything is dependent on the tonight that you make. So what do you see from there? We see that you are not allowed to use them whatsoever, and that's what it says about Sukkah. Elam Rav Yosef, you're right. Avu and Kulu Dam. Really, we learn everything out of Dam. Once you learn everything from Dam, that you're not allowed to do stuff with it, right? Because again, Veshach V'Kisa, you got to cover it up completely. So to where we learn a Braisa about Sukkah, and Chanukah is learned out from there as well. So Itmar, for the next two dots. Rav Amar Rav Elikim Ner L'Ner, you can't light from one candle to the other on Chanukah. You got to have a Shamish, something in between Shmuel and Radlik, and you could. Rav Amar Matirin Tzitzim Beged L'Beged. You can't take off Tzitzis and put it just on the next Beged. Shmuel and Rav Matirin Beged L'Beged. Yes, you could. And they just totally possible when we take tzitzis off when we put it on the other. Rav Amar Elach Rav Shimon Begrero. We don't pass like Rav Shimon when it comes to dragging things out there. In other words, Shmuel doesn't hold a muksa. He says that such things, Davar Shani Miskaven, is going to be mutter. And that's Rav Shimon. I'm sorry. Shmuel Amar Elach Rav Shimon Begrero. Shmuel says that Elach is like Rav Shimon Begrero, and you are allowed to do that. Davar Shani Miskaven is technically mutter. Amar Vai Kol Milidamar Avikarav. All the things that Rabbah did, my Rebbe Rabbah used to do, he did like Rav. Levar mihanik tzol stavik shmol, except for these three that he did like Shmuel. He would be madlik v'ner l'ner. He would light from candle to candle by Chanukah, matumim beg lebeged, v'halach k'reb shem begrer, d'tani v'shem nomer gorer, al b'mitik kifes v'safsol, b'mashal yiskav and lasos karetz. A person can drag a bed or a chair or a bench as long as he doesn't intend to make a hole. And if he makes a hole, it's not that big of a deal. Yasum hu rabbanu kamit ravayda b'rava. This rabbi stood or sat down in front of Rav. Yasu kamer, he sat down and he said, tamit rav damer mishum, to rab mishum bizoy mitzvah. The reasoning of Rav is because of bizoy mitzvah. He's going to be mavaz in the mitzvah. He's making the mitzvah all disgusting. I mean, who? So on that, he said back to him, don't listen to him. Time to rab mishum to kamachish mitzvah. The reason why is because you're lessening the mitzvah by taking one candle and putting it in the other candle and taking the light from one to the other. You're making the mitzvah a little bit less. Maybe now, what's the difference between them? You can go now to kamadu mishrag l'shrag if you're lighting from candle to candle. Man v'yamar mishum bizoy mitzvah. If the whole reason is because of bizoy mitzvah, you'd be mavaz in the mitzvah, mishrag l'shrag madlik, you should be able to light from candle to candle. But if you're losing out on the mitzvah, it'll be also because you are losing a little bit, or I guess it looks like you're drawing out from the original one, even though technically you're not really doing stuff like that, right? Either way, there's no case in between, right? That would be also because it does look like you're taking away. Masu Ravavia. Ravavia Sakashi. It says in the bottom of Chopay's Manel, Sela Shal Meister Sheni, right? If you have a Sela, a coin of Meister Sheni, in Shulkin connected to Dina Rezov, you can't put it on a scale and weigh Dina Rezov opposite it, see how much they weigh. But if you look love Meister Sheni Acher, even if you want to put Meister Sheni on something else, if Rav and Shmuel only argue about Miner Lener, there, if that's their argument, right, to light from one candle to the other, but kinsa also shmuel, but to take a twig and take from something and then put to the other, and shmuel would say that's going to be also alo to avit yufta, then there's not going to be that big of a tiyufta over here, meaning that's not that big of a deal. It's a tzorach mitzvah, that's why you're allowed to do it, and therefore so too over here, it would be the same thing, right? So Eliyamata Bikinsan Amishar, but if he allows you with a twig, Halti Avatiyufta, this really should be a knockout for him. And the reason why, right, if Kinsa, Shari Shmuel, Shmuel says that's going to be mutter because it's the tzorach mitzvah itself, right? So I don't understand. If you have to weigh it in order to do it, that's a tzorach of the mitzvah itself. Why in the world is that going to be also? So Marabak Zerisham Lichavim Meshkulosov, Kamap Luchul. In that case, it's a little bit different from Iser Sheni. It's a Gzera because you might not have even weights and you might take something and use it for Chulin when you shouldn't be doing so. And therefore, we're not going to allow you to do it. That's something we don't allow. Masro Sheshis, Michuzal Brochus Aidus Yaroch. Outside of the Brochus Aidus, that's where you have to set up the candle. The Chiloru Tzorach. Wait a second. Do we really need the menorah for the light of the candles? All 40 years of Bnei Israel were in the desert. They walked by God's light. So you really need the menorah. It's really Eidos for all those who come into the world that the Shechina rests among Bnei Israel. It's the Nirma Ravi, the western candle of the menorah, in which you put oil in the amount that all the others had. And from there, they lit the others, and it would be Messiah as well. They finished it with that one. Miraculously, it stayed lit the whole time. But halachah d'kivud via neros lo sakadol mishkol adluki. Over here, since the neros are kavua, it's not enough that you didn't take from it in order to light the others, right? So it sounds like you did use a twig, and yet that seems to be motzer kashman lamadur mishum bizuyim mitzvah. That's a problem if you say bizuyim mitzvah because it seems to be mivaz in the mitzvah by taking from it. Being lamadur mishum achushim mitzvah, you're taking away. Either way, so take a mirror papa bixil zaruchos. No. It's long wicks, and therefore you're extending from one to the other, and that's why you're doing it. So lamadur mishum achushim mitzvah. Kasha, but if he says because of Achushe Mitzvah, you're still taken away, so it's a Kasha. So, Enechanami, it's a Kasha. Yeah, well, it is still Achushe Mitzvah. Why are we doing that by the base Mikdash? If you don't have to, you can just light from something else. That is a Kasha Mayavila. So, what's the halacha at the end of the day? I'm going to pray to Yeshua. Chazini, Adlako is a Mitzvah. If Adlako is a Mitzvah, the Adlaka itself is what makes the Mitzvah of Ner Chanukah and the there, then you can light from candle to candle. Right? Because once you do that Adlaka, then you're done and everything's all done. Yanacho is a Mitzvah, but if the whole Mitzvah is about the Hanacha, about placing it down somewhere, and really you got to make sure that it's going to be placed down in the right place and you got to keep it in that place. Etc. If that is the mitzvah, and you can light from candle to candle, because until it's fully placed down for a half an hour for all that time, right, you got a problem. Because that actually is a kasha. Is it the hadlaka or the hanacha that makes mitzvah? If a guy was holding an Ner Chanukah and standing, then if he lit it that way, he didn't do anything. It must be that you have to actually put it down, and that's the mitzvah itself. But we say, nah, that's not a raya. The only reason why that doesn't work is because over there, somebody who sees that is going to think, oh, he's doing it for himself. He doesn't need it for anything else. He's just doing it for his own needs, and that's not okay when it comes to stuff like that. So we say, if you lit inside the house and then you brought it outside, you didn't do it. You say, you need that halacha to be done in the right place. And therefore, you didn't do anything over here by lighting it inside and then bringing it outside. You say the anacha does a mitzvah, my loss of lo klum. So why wouldn't it be, right, that anacha does everything, and that anacha is good enough for all this, right? Why would that be nothing? Hasam nami, haro omer lezorcha with adlaka, because if you light it inside and then you brought it outside, it looks like you're trying to do it for a different reason. It looks like you're doing it for your own reasons, and therefore it doesn't work. We'll end with this one right over here. Toshma, dam rei shum alev, rei shum alev, he says, ha-shashi, sha-isa, ha-delekes, ha-delekes, kol yom kulo. If you have a lantern that was lit and going all day long, lemotze Shabbos, mechabe, right, on Motzei Shabbos, you could go ahead and extinguish it, he says. Right, so it was lit all day long. And then you could light it again for Abdullah, and that should be perfectly fine. So you might have had lakos mitzvah shaper. So if you can, for Chanukah licht, you might have had lakos mitzvah shaper. If you can say had lakos does a mitzvah, then ain't a chanami. That's good because you just said the lakos. You might have nachos a mitzvah. Hi, mechabel madlika. Why do you have to extinguish it and light it up? Mechabel magbia manicha madlika miboyle. Not only do you have to extinguish it, you have to lift it up, put it back down, and then light it. That's a chiyuv od midikam of archina. Shekhi shem zav zemer lahadlik ner shochanuk. This is mitzvah brach of lahadlik. Shomayin halakos mitzvah. Shomayin al must be that halakos does a mitzvah. Hashem rein halakos mitzvah. Now that we say that halakos makes a mitzvah, halakos chir. If a chir shod v'katan, a deaf mute or a fool or a little kid does the hadlaka loas of lakum, he really didn't do anything. Isha vaday madlika, but a woman definitely could. Dam reishu ben Levi, nashim chayvus in erchanika shafin oivos and eitz, because women are chayv in erchanika, they are also involved in the miracle. We got up to the two dots on Chaf Gimel Aleph, and we'll stop right there.